And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And we got one of our regular contestants again, who we spoke to about a month ago. Say good morning to John Ellis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dave. All right.
How are you this morning?
A little bit better.
Good, good.
Getting there. Yeah.
Because you've had a bit of a rough time health-wise recently,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't been feeling too good, but I'm...
On the mend, yeah, as they say. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And apart from that, anything exciting happening in your life at the moment?
No, I don't think I could take too much
at all. That's right. Could set back your recovery even further. Well, I hope this doesn't anyway. Right, the usual reminder that you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done it loads of times before, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass. So, good luck as always.
Tough.
And here they come. Being With You was the first solo number one for which Motown singer?
I never heard that, Dave, sorry.
Being With You was the first solo number one for which Motown singer?
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Cappadina, I should say, was the only solo single for which famous guitarist?
Oh, my God. That's not a clue.
All right, okay, so pass on
Elton
that
John.
One. Oh, Elton John. Okay. In which decade did Fleetwood Mac's Albatross enter the British charts?
70s.
What was the title of Mason Williams' instrumental hit in 1968?
Any song. Oh.
Which label did the Beatles record on before starting Apple Records? Which Queen song was the first to be number one over two Christmases?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which song was a number one hit for both David Cassidy and Donny Osmond?
Happy Love.
And I'll give you another one because we had a difficulty with the first one. What was the title of Madonna's first number one hit? So not her first single, but first number one.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
You're going to go for that, okay. Which, of course, she did do, didn't she, from the film Evita, but sadly, that wasn't right. Right, I don't think they went your way today, John.
No, I don't. I'll be honest, I'm not making excuses. The line's very faint. I could hardly hear you.
Oh, right. See, I can hear you loud and clear, so apologies for that.
Well, no, it's not your fault.
No, we'll get it sorted anyway. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all, although Elton John did appear on at least one occasion. And today, you got just 3 questions right.
Well, I always think everybody else should have a chance.
Well, that's right. That's the thinking, you see. You're on first, get a low score, and
exactly,
it gives somebody else a good chance at 12:30. Brilliant. Right, some of these were very tricky, but let's go through the ones you slip up on. The first one, Being With You, was the first solo number one, not for Marvin Gaye, but you're sort of thinking on the right lines, it was Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Cavatina was the only solo hit for the guitarist John Williams back in the 70s. And the decade when Fleetwood Mac's Albatross entered the charts was the 1960s. I think it's about 1968.
Was it?
It was indeed, because that was the original Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green before they sort of reinvented themselves and had that massive album Rumours.
Right.
So you've learned something there. What was the title of Mason Williams' instrumental hit in 68? That was called Classical Gas. And if you ever get a chance to hear it, it is well worth it. It's a brilliant one. And the title of Madonna's first number one hit wasn't Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. It was actually called Into the Groove.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which I wouldn't have known anyway.
I'm not really into Madonna, to be honest with you.
I remember her first hit was Holiday, but I would never have known what her first number one was until today. Right, well, thanks for taking part.
Oh,
keep on getting better. Well, no, you're not a failure, because A, you've come on and you're brave enough to have a go, and you've at least got 3 questions right. And in the past, there has been a winning score, so we'll see you at 12:30. Okay.
All right, Dave.
Thanks,
John.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. So, do you think you can beat that score? 3 out of 8 with no passes. If you can, send us a message on Facebook with a contact phone number, and you could be doing round 2 of the 60-second challenge round about 12:30 this afternoon.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
12:29. Time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. 60-second challenge. You're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard John Ellis get a score of 3 out of 8, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's champion. Say good afternoon to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave. You okay?
I'm all right, yeah. What have you been up to since we spoke to you? Nearly 2 months ago, I think, now.
Yeah. I've been quite busy, really. I went out and did my archery GB instructor's course.
Oh, right.
An instructor.
Fantastic. So you're still loving the archery as much as ever?
Yeah. Now we've got sort of back into it full time rather than just doing it on holidays or occasionally. Yeah,
right.
It's really, really good.
Fantastic. Now, I won't keep you talking any longer because it's not a particularly good line and I'm worried we might lose you. So let's get straight on with the quiz. As always, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I'll have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So good luck, and here they come. Who performed with Earth, Wind and Fire on Boogie Wonderland?
The Emotions.
Complete this Liquid Gold song title, Dance Yourself.
Dizzy.
Who recorded You're the First, the Last, My Everything?
Barry White.
Who is pictured with Jennifer Grey on the cover of the Dirty Dancing album?
Patrick Swayze.
Which country did Bachman Turner Overdrive come from?
Germany.
Which Irish group's first hit was Looking After Number One?
Undertones.
Who left Depeche Mode to join Yazoo in 1981?
Now pass.
Which group was Errol Brown the lead singer of?
Hot Chocolate.
And which northern town did the House Martins come from?
Hull.
And the lead singer of the Fine Young Cannibals was called Roland who?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
You're going to pass that one as well. Yeah, it doesn't matter because I think you're the winner this week. You've done quite well. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. You passed on just one. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So this week's champion. Well done. Fantastic. Let's go through the couple that you slipped up on, and they were tricky ones. Bachman Turner Overdrive, I would have guessed they came from America, but I'd be wrong. It was actually Canada, apparently. It was Vince Clarke that left Yazoo, Depeche Mode, I should say, to join Yazoo.
You should have known that one.
Should have known that one, but I'm not surprised you didn't know this one. Which Irish group's first hit was called Looking After Number One? We know them better for things like I Don't Like Mondays. We are, of course, talking about the Boomtown Rats.
Right, yes, should have known that one, really.
Yeah, but as I say, it's academic. You got double the score that John Ellis got, so you're this week's champion. Thanks for taking part. Continue to enjoy the archery, and we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time.
Great, thank you for that, Dave.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye now. Bye.
See ya.
So well done, Ian Jones, this week's 60-second challenge champion, with 6 out of 10 and 1 pass. And the runner-up this week, John Ellis, 3 out of 8 with no passes at all. And if you fancy having a go next Sunday morning, send us a message on Facebook with a contact phone number and you could be on the radio next week. And one of the questions for next week, which American group took their name from a fire engine? What do you think?